passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump confirms he's authorized the CIA to conduct covert operations in Venezuela. Correspondent Natalie Brand.
The president has also designated a prison gang out of Venezuela, Tren de Aragua, as a terrorist organization. And he revealed that the administration is considering potential land strikes as well, following what the administration has seen as successful strikes on the sea. But over on Capitol Hill, a number of lawmakers, particularly Democratic lawmakers, are worried about the legal authority of these strikes, of this escalated activity, and they're also some worried about the risk of escalation into war.
Hamas has returned the bodies of two more hostages to Israel under terms of the new peace plan, but the remains of 19 others are still unaccounted for. CBS's Deborah Pata reports from East Jerusalem.
To date, Hamas has returned 9 bodies. Senior U.S. advisors have told CBS News that the level of destruction in Gaza has made it almost impossible to retrieve the rest, even if Hamas knew where they were buried. President Trump has weighed in.
It's a gruesome process. I almost hate to talk about it, but they're digging. They're actually digging.
Seniors are getting conflicting information from a new Medicare portal. Correspondent Michael Wallace has those details.
When the open enrollment period for Medicare Advantage plans began yesterday, the Washington Post found a new directory of doctors and which insurance plans they accept was filled with errors. Some providers are listed simultaneously as in-network and out-of-network. Misled seniors could end up having to pay out-of-pocket for their medical appointments. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services tells the Post it is working quickly to address the errors.
Hundreds of Alaskans trapped in floodwaters from Typhoon Halong are being airlifted to drier ground. Emergency Management's Jeremy Zidek.
Homes are knocked off of their foundations. In some cases, they're flipped over. The power system in the communities is completely destroyed.
Weight loss injectables could lead to less boozing. CBS's Michael George.
An unintended side effect of popular weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. They may also reduce alcohol use. A study from the Freeland Biomedical Research Institute found GLP-1 drugs slow the speed at which alcohol enters the bloodstream, which also slows the effects on the brain. And researchers say if alcohol takes longer to take effect, it's less likely to lead to abuse.
S&P futures are up 30. This is CBS News.
Presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. That's T-Mobile.com/magenta status.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Flight for Life was called into a late-night motorcycle crash in Racine on Washington Avenue. The rider wasn't breathing when crews arrived, and police are still investigating what caused the accident. We're working on learning more. Our scene man charged in a 2024 shooting has been arrested after a long time on the run. Police say George Mitchell, a convicted felon with a firearm, shot a man during a fight on Roosevelt Avenue last April. He now faces several felonies for gun possession and assault. Kenosha County has launched a new alert system to help homeowners spot deed fraud quickly. The Register of Deeds says people can sign up for a free text or email notice if suspicious property documents appear under their name. Federal agents arrested a Kenosha man accused of making violent threats towards law enforcement on TikTok. Investigators say 38-year-old Andrew Stanton urged followers to attack ICE agents. He now faces a federal charge for threatening officials. Mitchell International won't air a Homeland Security video criticizing Democrats. Milwaukee County leaders say political messages aren't allowed on public screens. The TSA monitors can still choose to run that video. State education officials say Racine schools will see a big funding boost next year, while Kenosha's aid drops. The Department of Public Instruction says labor shifts and changing property values are driving the differences. Most Wisconsin districts will be getting less in state aid. Lake County leaders across the state line are blocking federal immigration agencies from using local property for enforcement. Officials say the move aims to ease community fears after recent arrests, but it really won't stop agents from entering public areas if they need to. And Brewers coverage hits the air on WRJN at 4:30 today. It's game three against the Dodgers for the NLCS. First pitch is at 5:08. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Yelich in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in L.A. for Game 3 of the National League Championship. The Brewers' Christian Yelich looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-7 with a walk and 3 strikeouts. Yelly hasn't had a hit in his last 17 at-bats and was asked about his performance so far in the postseason.
Not the best, you know. I started out good and then kind of just hit a little bit of a rough patch here the last few games. An unfortunate time for that to happen, but you know, I've got to be better. I got to figure it out. This is how it goes.
The Dodgers up 2-0 in the best-of-7 series. NFL, Packers holding practice, preparing for Sunday's game in Arizona against the Cardinals. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost 4 in a row, and on Saturday, they host the number one ranked team in the nation, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
If you're going to go out there and you're going to do anything against number one team in the country, you can't be held back by, you know, being perfect, because being perfect is not going to get us what we need to get.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the low to mid-60s. For tonight, a few isolated showers, mainly late, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s. A stray shower possible on Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the low 70s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus, here to help you through your Thursday.
one song at a time.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Thank you. someone to understand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I've been there before. You've had enough for me all of my days. With a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. And thank you, baby. Sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly, baby.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN, with Dan Marcus here. Today is the day in Burlington for the Racine County Eye Aging Well Expo West. It's happening. It's going on right now. Just started at 9 a.m. Goes on until 1 with a lot of vendors in one place with services available to help seniors. Learn about them, get involved with them, be active, be healthy, be financially sound. I mean, you can learn a lot to help yourself at the Aging Well Expo, going on now until 1 o'clock. And if you want the details before you rush out the door, go to RacineCountyEye.com.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Aretha Franklin's saying a little prayer. If she were to say a little prayer for me, she'd need an entire rosary.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. And while I'm combing my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now,
forever and ever, you'll stay in my heart, and I will love you forever and ever, 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 ever,
talking left for all time away. I feel it coming closer day by day. Life would be ecstasy, you and me endlessly grooving on a Sunday afternoon.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. School aid is heading in opposite directions for Racine and Kenosha schools next year. According to new numbers from the state, Racine Unified is getting an 11% increase, about $20 million more than last year. Meanwhile, Kenosha's aid is dropping by roughly 9.5%, a 6% decrease. The Department of Public Instruction says shifts in enrollment and property values are behind the changes. Statewide, most school districts will see less aid next school year. A serious crash in Racine late last night left a motorcyclist fighting for their life. It happened on Washington Avenue near 14th at around 10:30. Police and firefighters found the rider with no pulse and started CPR right away. Flight for Life was called in to take them to the hospital. We're working on learning more. They're pushing back against federal immigration crackdowns just across the state line. The Lake County Board just across the border voted this week to ban ICE and Border Patrol from using county property for immigration enforcement. That means no parking lots, garages, or vacant land for their operations. Leaders say recent federal arrests have unnerved communities, especially after a dramatic incident in Waukegan last week. Signs and barriers are going up to warn agents and restrict access. County officials say the move sends a message, but it does not block agents from coming onto public property if they need to. And Brewers pregame takes over at 4:30 today. First pitch in the NLCS Game 3 against the Dodgers is at 5:08. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the low to mid-60s. For tonight, a few isolated showers, mainly late, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s. A stray shower possible on Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the low 70s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Strategically
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Something about this place the animals don't like. They gotta get out of this place.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing
Local news and timeless hits. station. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. With her rehome drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot ask. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN with Dan Marcus here. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning coming up next. And I'll bet you know the song but don't know the title because it's an instrumental. So we'll see how good you are. It's next, WRJN.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair, Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like City Development, Fire, Police, Parks, Recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunities that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here.
Congratulations to the Milwaukee Brewers playing in the National League Championship Series. This matchup with LA being referred to as David versus Goliath.
That's baseball, so respect this team.
Manager Murph knows there's some magic brew running through this team.
This group's come together all season.
From Yelly's power at the plate to clutch pitching, your local station for the Brewers in October, 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that has been on the radio for a while. This one, March of 1961, by a artist out of Denmark named Jørgen Ingman. Right? Yeah, not exactly a household name. This was his only chart in the United States, but it made the top 10 in March of 1961. It's an instrumental. You might recognize it, but I bet you didn't know the title was Apache. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning on WRJN. Interesting guitar techniques on that song. Very interesting. It came out of Denmark in 1961. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning. Another one at 1:45 this afternoon on WRJN.
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory
So day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. CBS News at the top of the hour, followed by Stuart J. Waddles and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Then sports with Mike Clemens, weather, and back to all the great Timeless Hits we have to serve up here on WRJN.
WRJN.
Hits WRJN with Soul Man Sam and Dave, the guitarist on this song and the bass player too.
WZTI Greenfield.
Both became members of the Blues Brothers band and were in the movie.
Sponsored by Eggland's Best.
WRJN.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with breaking news from Washington. Sources have just told CBS News the Justice Department is expected to present a possible criminal case and seek a grand jury indictment against former National Security Advisor John Bolton. It could come as early as this afternoon. Words out from President Trump. He's given the CIA permission for covert operations in Venezuela, and he says it may not stop there. Correspondent Weijia Jiang.
The U.S. military has added about 10,000 troops in the Caribbean, including 2,000 Marines aboard the USS Iwo Jima. Trump warned it could launch strikes on land.
We are certainly looking at land now because we've got the sea very well under control.
The administration recently notified members of Congress the U.S. is in a non-international armed conflict with drug cartels.
The government is in day 16 of shutdown mode. Federal judge has ordered the administration not to fire any more government workers for now. But CBS's Caitlin Huey Byrne says it plans to do just that.
The Trump administration used the government shutdown to lay off more than 4,000 federal workers before the courts stepped in. Budget Chief Russell Vogt says there are plans to go much further.
I think we'll probably end up being north of 10,000.
A spokesperson for the Department of Health and Human Services said the layoffs were part of cutting a bloated bureaucracy and that the positions were deemed non-essential by their divisions. But the scientists we spoke to said the cuts of the CDC will impact responses to disease outbreaks.
Hamas has returned the bodies of two more hostages to Israel, 19 still missing. CBS's Rami Innocent.